Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You. You've been listening to Project Independence in You on Community Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And now we've been talking with Christina Liu, the radio show producer, and Otto Loos. It's the Talk of the Town segment. And we talk a lot about what's going on in the town and Project Independence. And it's also a bit of a therapy session for us, but we do like to provide information about what's going on in the town. So, Christina,
yes.
What is
so
going on?
Obviously, you know, there's a lot going on all the time. We're trying to plan for September. And, you know, we were laughing during the break because I said, you know, we're planning, you know, we'll put it in quotes because, you know, things, we never know what the heck is actually going to happen. But in exciting news, we are planning our fall 2021 exercise program.
Yes.
And Rebecca is kind of our go-to head. That's one of her many responsibilities, is the crazy exercise program, which is so intensive. And I know, Beck, you had mentioned earlier that, you know, we've kind of had to adjust certain things for safety, you know, and it's in order to do certain things, you know, in person, you want to still keep people safe, but be able to do it in person. So tell us a little bit about what the plan, the vision is for the fall 2021 exercise program.
Sure. So, you know, we didn't even think we were going to be able to come back in person because we just didn't know. But then everything happened so quickly when, you know, we can wear masks, we can't wear masks, you know, what's good, who's vaccinated, who's not. So, you know, so much went into considering whether or not we can go back to do in-person exercise. I mean, exercise is important, you know. So we're coming back on a much reduced schedule than we normally would. I think prior to COVID, we had 17 classes a week. Residents were able to come to 3 classes. We had 5 or 6 different sites. We had room capacities in some instances that reached like 90, you know, and others that were a little bit smaller. So, you know, because of COVID and the protocol and being as safe as we can, we now really only are using 3 facilities that we found prior were able to hold, had a high capacity, but now it's much reduced. So, you know, we can have a certain amount of people. They have to be 6 feet apart from each other while exercising. So at Clinton Martin Park and at the Port Washington Activity Center and at our Yes We Can Community Center, we will be hosting 9 classes each week. The class sizes in each facility will be much reduced. So where we were able to have, you know, offer 3 classes per week, now it's 1. There is a registration process that's a lot stricter than it was in the past. People will be giving a confirmation number. The waiver is a must. Everybody, we just have to make sure that everybody understands the risks, you know, in addition to the inherent risks that you do have when you take an exercise class. So we have all of our previous instructors, plus we have a new instructor, Wendy, who will be teaching a fitness dance class as well. She did our Zoom class. So starting the week of September 20th, we will be starting the classes. You will call 311 to register. We've already filled up 3 classes. All of them are Margaret's class. She's a very popular instructor. So call, you know, as soon as you can. There's a lot of other fitness classes and Tai Chi and yoga available. We just recommend that you call. Of course, you know, things could change. So we're on a day by day, you know, schedule. If something comes up and they say, you know, we have to go back to, you know, I don't know, a much reduced rate, only 10%, 50%, things could change. So, you know, we just ask that people stay in touch with 311 or the town's website. You know, if they hear something changes on the news, it's likely that we'll have to do some kind of safety protocol thing.
Right.
So other than that, you know, we're
and there's
excited.
Only one class you're allowed to take per participant.
Yes, yes, you so can't because it's not fair.
Right, and that's something we obviously have to stick with. So, you know,
but
I think
the thing is, we are only you can only take one class. However, we will be airing continuously on North Hempstead Television 7 days a week, all different fitness classes, yoga, tai chi. The weekdays, I believe there are three shows a day. And on the weekend, there's one or two. Saturday and Sunday each have one or two classes, depending if they're airing something that might get pushed off. But you know, if you're still not comfortable getting out, you can certainly tune into North Hempstead Television. If you're used to taking three classes a week in person, you know, you can take the one class certainly and then maybe take a couple on television. So
now, that's so wonderful. And I have to say, I've seen, you know, firsthand, obviously, all the work that Rebecca has put into planning this. And, you know, as we said, unfortunately, it's constantly an evolving process because there's different information that comes out. So what I think our department has become really good at doing is changing things at a moment's notice. And I know that with the exercise program, Rebecca certainly does. And on top of coordinating everything, Rebecca also was providing her own yoga. Now, Beck, will you still be doing yoga on North Hempstead TV?
So I've been recording a few classes here and there. Thanks for pointing that out. And, you know, it's that'll be airing. I think there's a regular schedule. If anybody wants the North Hempstead schedule for the classes that are airing on, you know, for Project Independence classes, just get in touch with us. And I do have a flyer that has all the classes. And I think 311 might. And if they don't, we can make sure that they have that schedule so people can go ahead and get that emailed or, you know, get it in some
way. And I just think it's such a wonderful, and, you know, we were talking earlier with North Hempstead TV, you know, on top of people being hesitant regarding COVID and whatnot, you know, for seniors who really just can't get out of the house under normal circumstances, you know, or if you just feel more comfortable kind of exercising in your own little space, you know, alone, I mean, that's a lot of people like to do too. And think that that's what's so great about North Hempstead TV is that it kind of opened this world, and the fact that it airs so often, you know, you have flexibility with the time as well, which I think is really cool.
What chance is it on YouTube as well?
Yes, YouTube
so
also
you
has
could
a
watch playlist. It basically whenever you want to watch.
Absolutely.
So you can go to YouTube and get Project Independence exercise.
Yeah, and if you have a smart TV with YouTube on it, you can just still watch it on your TV, you know? So if you want like a big screen, which is nice. So there
you
is
can run around your living room.
Yeah, I mean, you can do whatever you want. But
I'm calculating in my head. So if I'm on and I'm 10 pounds, you weigh 10, you look like you're 10 pounds heavier than you are. If you're on the big screen, what does that do? What is that? I prefer people would just
Please.
Watch me.
She is ridiculous.
Is that true that what you just said, that you're 10 pounds heavier?
That's what the go-to usually is. That's what they
right.
usually
You look call. 10 pounds heavier.
Really?
Yes.
I never heard that.
Come on, Otto. You're in show business. You should know.
I'm trying to gain some weight, you know. I don't even have to work at it. I just put the TV on.
I want to just tell everyone, so please, as Rebecca said, classes are filling up for this. We want everyone, as much people as possible, to kind of be able to take advantage of these great programs. So please call 869-6311 to reserve your spot. So exciting stuff. Hopefully we can keep all that going, which is nice. I just want to remind people, next week's show, we are have a repeat program, but we are back on September 10th with a live show, which is going to be very informative because we have two representatives coming on from FEMA who are going to talk about all different kind of preparedness, which everyone knows that we love preparedness talk on this show in all realms of preparedness. We are very big supporters of it because September is National Preparedness Month. So they're going to come on, give us information. They're absolutely wonderful, the two women that are coming on. And then September 17th, we're having on someone from the National Council on Aging who is going to discuss social isolation, staying independent, fall prevention awareness. It's going to be a whole little mix of things, which is really wonderful. And then, of course, on September 24th, we are coming to our 10th anniversary.
Unbelievable.
So mark your calendar. Supervisor Bosworth will join us. You know, we'll have some surprise guests, some members of the team. It's going to be one big love fest, of course. So stay tuned for that. And then October, I am just plowing away, you know, scheduling. I think I only have like one or two spots left for October.
Christina, so. Do you know how many shows have aired individual?
Well, you know, it's funny because we, every Friday, we essentially air one, you know, so sometimes if it's, you know, repeat, so actual live ones, I'd have to look back and see, which honestly, a huge percent of that, you know, it's very rare that we do a repeat show unless there was weather or in summer, you know, just our schedule
right.
a little different. But, and then I think back, you know, we were just talking, you know, a lot of the shows that we do now, we have one guest for an hour, which has been great for this format because there's a lot of, you know, material to get through. But, you know, there's so many shows that we did that had multiple guests within the 2 hours. So
right.
how many guests? And it's really, and listen, I have to say, I'm not being biased, but these guests leave with a great, you know, they want to come back, which is.
Right. I'm going to say that between 40 and 45 a year that aren't, you know, rerun. So if you go by that, by 10 years, you're looking between 400 to 450 individual shows yeah. that you've produced.
Tired. I'm going to go take a nap, guys. I'll be back.
How many hours is that?
Right. Well, two hours.
Yeah, it's 2 hours every, you know.
900 hours.
Sounds like a mm-hmm. lot. Sounds like a lot of time, but.
900 yeah. hours, which is 20 weeks, 30 weeks, business weeks.
So we can run them back to back, like a marathon, maybe.
That's right. Yeah. Dan, mark that down. Takeover, full takeover. If we haven't
We're
taken
streaming.
Over enough.
Well, you
but
could do
all
that.
Good stuff. And on top of, you know, the exercise program for the fall, you know, we're trying to figure out different ways. Hopefully a lot of our programs, we're kind of trying to figure out how to stream them. So we're in this kind of working out phase of all those things because, you know, there are a lot of people who still want to go back to all these different, you know, this hybrid kind of thing. So we're trying to figure it all out.
Well, we have to take a break. You've been listening to Project Independence and you here at Community Talk Radio. This segment is Talk of the Town, and we've got two more Talk of the Town segments. So listen, and we will be right back.